Proclamation number 8145 of 7th of April, 1962. John 7:38-39. Out of your body will flow rivers of living water. These words, too, were a divine promise given by the man Jesus when he walked the earth to proclaim my word to those who willingly listened to him. This promise was also intended to point people to the process of the outpouring of the Spirit, which gave them the guarantee that the living water, the pure Word of God, would flow to them if they believed in Jesus as the Son of God and Redeemer of the world, who is only the shell of my eternal God-Spirit. Faith in me, who accomplished the act of salvation on earth in Jesus, is necessary for this outpouring of the Spirit. It is necessary because only then will the burden of the original sin be removed from the human being, and only then can my Spirit pour itself out. The flow of the Spirit should flow out of the body of the one who believes in me. My word should resound from within him. For I myself address the spiritual spark in the human being which slumbers within him until it is awakened through a life of love, and now conveys my utterances to people. Living water now flows out of the human being's body. My word resounds in him and is held fast by the human being's will and passed on to his fellow human beings. You humans do not pay attention to this promise of Jesus either, or you do not understand its meaning, otherwise the transmission of my word from above should truly not seem special to you who do not want to believe in it and reject revelations of this kind. You do not understand the word which is written and which proves that you yourselves are still unawakened in spirit. However, the process of the outpouring of the Spirit upon a person is so easy to understand, yet it presupposes certain conditions, and anyone who does not fulfill these conditions does not understand the words of Scripture in their spiritual sense either. But anyone who is seriously concerned with the value of divine revelations must also know that Jesus himself made this promise to give the living water to the human being. His word to man through his Spirit. And he will not be able to reject Jesus' words. He must try to fathom their meaning, and then he will also be able to believe that I speak to people time and again, that I repeatedly convey my word to them from above. If the earth were not a valley of sin, if it were not the kingdom of the one who seeks to keep his followers in darkness, then the pure truth which Jesus himself brought to people during his life on earth would truly have been preserved. For no deformation of the truth would be possible without the influence of my adversary. But this one will wage his battle against the light of truth as long as the once fallen spiritual is not yet redeemed. And therefore he will always try to enforce the truth with error. He will also deprive people whose spirit is darkened of all understanding for the pure truth, and nothing will remain as pure as it originated from me. Thus pure truth is to be conveyed to earth from me time and again, which is also possible and happens time and again if a person prepares himself such that my spirit can work in him. If he believes in me, as the scriptures say, if the living water, my word, can now flow through him and his fellow human beings can also drink from such a spring opened up by me and refresh themselves with it. But the scripture which testifies of me is of no use to you humans either if you yourselves do not understand it. Because your spirit is unawakened, then it will be necessary for you to be informed of what you must do in order to awaken the Spirit in you to life. For it is necessary that you are admonished to live a life of love which first leads you to a living faith. And only then will you be able to properly recognize your God and Creator of eternity, who approaches you as Father and wants to speak to you with words of love. who seeks to guide you into truth, because you can only become blissfully happy through truth. And then you will also understand that this is possible, that you humans hear me myself within you, and then you will strive for the heartfelt bond which is the prerequisite for you to hear my voice and recognize it as the voice of your Father. And only then will you also understand Jesus' promises which have to come true because his word is truth. Amen.